Now joined by Coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights boys, who are 8-6 on the season and 8-2 in the Northeast Kansas League. Jackson Heights boys playing as good as anybody right now. They've won four consecutive games following your midseason tournament, Coach. We talked about the win against JCN last week, and now you've won three more games since, beating ACCHS 54-15 on Friday. Good tight last second win against Oskaloosa 51-50 Monday, and then Tuesday night beat Pleasant Ridge on the road 42-35. So man, what's clicking right now? You got to be super excited the way your boys are playing and on a win streak.
Yeah, definitely. As any coach with any team, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever sport you're playing, you definitely want to feel like you're clicking, you're gelling as a team and playing your best basketball, or like I said, whatever sport that may be, headed into the stretch run of the year. Really feel like our guys are buying in, not only to what we're doing on the offensive defensive end, but we talked about this, you know, Brandon, yourself, and several shows we've had of, we had a lot of different guys coming in and trying to mesh this season, and it wasn't going to be some magic pixie dust that we spread over the team, and it wasn't going to happen overnight. And I really feel like the chemistry within the team is really starting to develop at a high level right now, and we got guys figuring out what role they can best provide for the team. And right now we're doing pretty successful within the league, and we know with the stretch run coming, these last six games versus high quality opponents, we're going to need to continue to play at a high level to be successful.
No doubt, but at least as you have Mario Mount Academy and on Friday and Horton on Tuesday, at least both those games are at home, so a chance to avenge a loss, at least to Horton from earlier this season. But what's kind of been the common denominator? I mean, you talk about the team gelling and meshing, but what else is maybe your club doing different or better right now than they have?
We just have a lot of guys stepping up and filling roles really well. Melly's in particular is really starting to transform himself at point guard and understand that he needs to be the leader of the team and not only provide scoring opportunities for himself, but for everybody else to be successful. We have several guys down low, Sean Hayden, Weston Schuldeons, that are really controlling the glass, and we made the correlation between our eight wins, we've won the rebounding margin, and our other six losses, we haven't. And, you know, the last four games that we've rattled off, we've won the rebounding margin. That's largely due to not only Sean and Weston controlling stuff down low, but everybody collectively boxing out as a team. And like I said, it's tough to single out one person because basketball is the ultimate team game, of course, and everybody's got to be in sync at all times. But I really just take it down to, you know, several people stepping up in several different ways, and everybody kind of figuring out what they can do for this team and what they can provide moving forward.
I got to see the Melly's game-winning shot against Oskaloosa on Monday. And so let's look ahead. I mentioned, you know, Mario Mount Academy and Horton. You got a lot to play for, not only league, but, man, sub-state seedings have a chance to really put yourself in a great spot. But, man, with six games still left, all in league play here in the regular season, what's the key to keeping this rolling, I guess, and not getting complacent or not relaxing and trying to keep the foot on the accelerator here?
Consistency. Consistency is going to be the main factor for all of our teams, whether that be league or sub-state moving forward. You look at the NEKL standings right now, we're tied at the top, but there's several teams close by that are within striking distance, whether that be a game or two back. And several of those teams that are a game or two back of us, we play headed down the stretch. So really finding the consistency, finding a way to close out tight games, because we know we're going to be in a number of them, is going to be a key moving forward. And sub-state-wise, we know we have some pretty tough competition headed into sub-state. Headed out west to see some teams that we normally don't cross paths with or even catch film on throughout the course of the season. So really looking for our guys to develop some consistency moving forward, some consistency down the stretch, and really think we're going to get a boost as far as it's concerned with Braden McQueen, hopefully coming back to practice today and hopefully providing a spark for us in the stretch run as well.
You bet. Well, best of luck, Coach. Keep the four-game win streak rolling. Some really tough games here in the next week and a half. You got three games, I know, on the schedule next week. But thanks for your time, and good luck in all of them.
Thanks again, Justin.
Brett Plattner, head coach of the Cobras, on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats that are brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, by Rob Wareham and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Holton, and by the Netawaka Family Fitness Center.